I have a hole on my meditation path. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. I have a hole on my meditation path. Now, when the rain comes, it washes around and moves the soil and moves moves the ground. And at one place, there's a creek bed going through the meditation path, and it has sort of dug itself a trench in there. And I can walk by it nicely, but I can't drive the tractor by it or drive a golf cart by it. So every day I have been taking a handful of stones and throwing them in the hole. And now, little by little, I will get enough stones in there, and it'll be up to about the level of the road. And then I will take some dirt and put it on top of that, and it should make it very secure. And the next time it rains, it should not wash it away, because the stones will all be there to give it a little stability. But I can get the tractor and in a couple hours work, get stones and load them up in the tractor and put them in a hole and make the hole done, and then put some dirt on top of it right away and be done with it. But instead of that, every day as I come to that hole, I look around and I see stones. And I take them, 5 or 6 of them in my hands, and throw them in the hole, and then I go on my way. Now, it isn't going to fill the hole quickly, but it'll fill the hole wonderfully. And before I know it, it'll all be done, and very nicely and firmly done, with no extra effort, with no extra pain from the labor. It'll just be nicely done. So many things in life are like that. We look at the big problems that life has to offer from time to time, and when we look at it, we find it very difficult. Now, I was attempting to send you the bald eagle pictures, but somewhere they are nowhere. And I thought, well, now, where could they have gone? And I've looked through everything, and I thought, well, no problem. I would just contact Mary Willett and ask her to send them to me again. And I'm sure she'll be more than delighted to do that. And if she doesn't know where they came from, she knows who sent them to her. And so she'll go to them and have them send it. And if they don't know where it came from, and they don't have any copy on hand, they'll go where they got it. And who knows, it may go back maybe about 4 or 5 generations, and finally it'll get done what I want done. But instead of saying, oh dear, I've lost it now, and I told people that I was going to send it, and I don't have it to send. Now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Well, just put the cause in motion and let the generations take place. Now, at the time that they send me this renewed, I will, of course, have already found where I put it. I went into my trash bin, and it didn't seem to be there. I went into my rejects, you know, the junk bin. Wasn't there. I went into all 3 of my email lists and it wasn't there, but it'll show up. It'll show up wherever it's going to show up, and it'll be just really a beautiful thing, because you see, when you let go and don't worry about it, just let it happen, it always comes to the fore. Just like the little stones. One by one, you throw them in the little hole in the side of the road there, so to fill it up to make the road big enough to drive your golf cart on or to take the tractor on. And lo and behold, in no time at all, it's done. Mm-hmm. Now you say, well, why would you want to drive a tractor across the area where the hole is? Well, I grade that road every now and then, and the tractor has to run along as a grader. And if one wheel were to tip down into that hole, the tractor would tip over, and then there I'd have a tractor upside down. And it's kind of silly to do that, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So if you think ahead, you don't have those problems. I'm not worried about the tractor turning upside down. I'm not worried about any of those things, because I drive carefully. And it always functions beautifully. This is the only way we want to do it. I have taught different people how to drive the tractor, and I put it into a turtle mode, which is quite slow and very powerful. And they drive along, and they step on a gas, and going like a turtle, you know. And I say to them, "What are you doing?" They say, "Well, try and make it go faster." And I say, "Well, are you working? Is the tractor?" "No, I'm just driving." "Well, then put it into the rabbit mode." "How do you do that?" "Well, you stop it and take it out of gear. You push the gear forward into rabbit mode, making sure it's secure, and then you take off, and you're in rabbit mode, and you're quite fast. You could go very rapidly. I think you can go almost 30 miles an hour with that tractor. And that's pretty nice." Mm-hmm. But you see, if you try to fight things, if you try to say, "I need all those stones in that hole at once," well, you'd miss the opportunity of filling it up and watching it come up each day, two or three times a day, a few more stones get thrown in there, and who knows, Ellen might throw in a few stones.
I'm sure.
And Sylvia might throw in a stone or two. And Ingeborg, she might throw in a piece of wood or log or two or whatever. But it'll be done. And Rex, are you putting in stone for me too? Rex? Rex says, "Well, I come up and kiss you while you're doing it. That's what I do." And I say, "Well, that's important too. That's important too." Rex is a good guy. So, the major things in life that seem so major, once we begin to work on them, step by step, shred by shred, okay, it always functions perfectly. It always comes to its own perfect end, perfect solution, and without a great deal of effort, without a great deal of worry, and without any problems. Now, I have this seeing program I'm showing to my son, and I couldn't make up a copy of the disc for him because it didn't want to work. And then all of a sudden, we worked on the disc copier machine, and we fiddled around here and fiddled around there, and we set it on setup, and then we set it on setup to begin, and then we put the discs in there in the proper way to begin, and it says, "Give me all the discs you want, I'll shoot them out for you." And it did. And it does. But if we go to a job thinking it's a very terrible job, it's not going to work, and it's going to be a problem, then it's a problem. Now, I can do all of these things all by myself. And I'm happy to do them all by myself. But whenever I ask any of you to do some little task for me, it's not because I can't do it myself. It's because I want to give you the opportunity of doing something for me. Because I think that if I were me, that is, if I were you, I'd love to do something for me. But I'm me, and I love to do something for me, so I give you something to do for me so that you can love me like I love me. You know? And it's a nice way to have it. But yeah. Everyone, when a child does something nice for his parent, the parent says, "Well, thank you very much. That was so nice of you to bring me the newspaper. I really appreciate that. But would you mind picking up the pieces you dropped along the way so I could read them too?" And you could go get the newspaper yourself much easier with less stress and strain. But it offers an opportunity for the kid to learn. It offers an opportunity for the kid to have the experience of doing it right, or doing what I think is right. And it offers an opportunity for what? For me to be patient. For me to be patient as he becomes aware of what I consider the right way to do it. And in our house, the right way to do anything is my way, because it's our house. And if it's not my way, the right way to do it, then we should teach our children the right way. Because we should all work harmoniously together to accomplish any goals, any desires, any choices that we have for ourselves in any area. So, you all, have yourself a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
And know that I love you
eternally.